In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
There's something in all of our rebel hearts that just frankly, we don't want anybody to tell us what to do. We love the good word, and we love the encouraging word, but we don't want the warnings, and yet we need the warnings. So many of these watch and pray passages are just that. They're warnings for us, but they're good warnings. They're holy, happy, healthy warnings that every one of us need. We come today one page over from where we've been for the last several studies. We've been in Mark chapter 13. Now we come to Mark chapter 14, which I find really interesting because Jesus just taught the disciples repeatedly about the necessity of watching and praying. And what do? They go to sleep. Immediately after hearing the sermon, they went to sleep instead of applying the truth. Sounds like many of us, doesn't it? I believe in Mark 13, Jesus was getting them ready for Mark 14. He always is. When God is speaking to you about something, it is not just about present needs, it's about future needs. God knows what you need. And so he's getting the disciples ready for their crisis hour, the dark hour in Gethsemane, and I think he's getting all of us ready for the dark hours that will face us. We come in Mark 14 to that garden. Verse number 26, when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus saith unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I'll go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But he spake the more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all. Can I just pause for a moment and point out to you, remember, watch and pray, that our prayer is talking to God, and us talking to God is going to be much more effective than just our words to others. We all make great promises. We all give nice speeches. We all say spiritual things to others. The greatest thing you can do with your words is direct them to heaven. Talk to God. Commune with him. Verse number 32, and they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy, and saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death, tarry ye here and watch. And we'll come back to this passage in another study, talk more about all the emotion wrapped up in this, but could I just point out that our Lord Jesus felt very deeply because he was the perfect man and he was all man. We have not, Hebrews says, a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Do you think nobody knows today? Do you think nobody cares? I want you to know Jesus knows and he cares. He's been there and he's there with you right now. Verse 35, and he went forward a little and fell on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. Now notice, in verse 34, he tells them to watch. In verse 35, he prays. So we have the illustration here, watch and pray. Verse 36, and he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? And then, here's the phrase, Mark chapter 14, verse 38. Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. You know, there are times in life where we're just weary. We're tired, worn down. Sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's mental, sometimes it's emotional. You ever been there? We're just weak. The Bible says that God knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. We get to thinking we're strong. Then we hit times like this, and it reminds us how truly weak and weary we are. And then, to compound it, very often the Lord makes those times waiting times, where you don't get through it quickly. You can't figure it out, and you can't fix it. Times of suffering are going to come, and times when you can do nothing. And those, my friend, are times to watch and pray. Remember, it's a warning passage. He's warning them of danger. Now, we're going to walk through this entire story, and I'm going to show you a number of very practical things, but let me just point out three words today. May I do that? In verse 34, referencing our Lord Jesus, he said, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful." Would you mark in your Bible, Mark 14, verse 34, "My soul." We all have a soul. We are a living soul. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. And then come down to verse number 38, famous verse, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The Spirit truly is ready." So would you mark spirit? And then it says, "But the flesh is weak." Mark flesh. Three words: soul, spirit, flesh. Now, why is this significant? Why are these three key words? Because this is every part of man. Remember, we're made in the image of God. Our God is the perfectly triune God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The great three in one. We were made in His image. We were made in His likeness. It's my conviction from Scripture that we have a triune nature. We have a spirit. We have a soul. We have a body. Some people have said, well, we just have two parts. We have the invisible part, that's the inside, and the visible part, that's the outside, that's the body, and they would make the soul and the spirit exactly the same. But from my own study of Scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23, the prayer of Paul says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." He makes a distinction. Between the soul and the spirit. So, spirit, soul, body. I think that's the divine order, by the way, because that's the deepest part of man, the eternal part, the spirit, and we work our way out to the soul and then eventually to the body. What are the differences here? Well, the spirit is where God dwells. It's what is dead in trespasses and sins and must be made alive at our conversion. And when a person is saved, God speaks life into that spirit, breathes life into that spirit, and we begin to respond to God. That's the deepest part of man. God is a spirit, and we respond to Him in our spirit. We worship Him in spirit and in truth. And then we have a soul. In our soul, we have intellect, emotion, and will. We can think, we can feel, and we can choose. Thus, the word soul being used here for the sorrow of Jesus, the emotional aspect, and the pressure that he was under there in the Garden of Gethsemane. And that part of us has to be sanctified. Our mind, our emotion, our will must be yielded to God, must come under his control and his lordship. And then finally, there's our body referenced here in the flesh. He's not referencing just the old man, the old nature, but just even on our best days, flesh is weak. We get tired and weary. And this is what is so important. He has a word for every part of us. Do you know what watch and pray does? Watch and pray helps us watch out for our spirit, watch out for our soul, watch out for our body. Can you hear a mother saying to a little child getting too close to the edge or to danger, "Watch out, watch out"? Well, I want you to know the Heavenly Father speaking to all of His children, for your spirit, for your soul, and for your body. Today, He says, watch out.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening. and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. And may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.